You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
That is my kind of true crime. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Act two is underway. Intermission is over. It is great to have you back. We had a really fun first hour. Aaron Carena was here, gave us his popcorn pick of the week. He went a little offbeat, would you say, Conrad? That was an interesting choice, I thought.
I mean, the vacations are just are too good, you know?
Yeah. And again, he could have said whatever, and he's our boss, and we would have said, great pick, Aaron. But it was good. I like that he went with the off kind of the beaten path film.
You know, I will say this. You know, he said we could say what we want. Vegas Vacation, in my opinion, is not the best one.
Okay. Let's use that for promo, so make sure he hears it tomorrow. Yeah, we're all entitled our opinions. That's a weird stand to take, though, Conrad, but good for you. That is our question of the night, folks. Did I say that? No. The question of the night is, who is your favorite TV or movie detective? And we are, all I can say is, and I'm not surprised, Nightlight listeners watch a lot of TV. We do. I celebrate TV every night. I love color television. We know this, but I cannot believe how many texts we got tonight. This is fantastic. And people love detective shows, apparently. So we got a long way to go here. We got to read some more text, but we'll do that. But don't let that dissuade you, folks. Chime in and let us know what your or who your favorite detective is when it comes to movies or TV. Act two is just getting underway. At 7:20, Deandra Marie will be here. She is a singer-songwriter who's been on the show before, and she is going to perform live in the studio, and I can't wait. But right now, I'm excited to have one of my Civic Media chums join us on the show. This is kind of a last-minute addition to the show, so those of you following our social media pages would not have seen this before. But we added her because she has a play that is going on this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. She's the director. She's the news director, I believe, of WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and now off the air. She's a director, too, of live theater, and she's going to tell us all about the play and all about these awards she's won. It's really, she's kind of a rock star, and she joins us now here on Nightlight, Melissa Kay. Hey!
Hey, Pete. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a bit.
It has been a while, and you know, first of all, let's get the awards out of the way. You guys just crushed it. You know, I'm looking at the awards right here that you won for WFHR, Media Market News and Talk, Best Radio Show for Community Stories, your show.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
yes, I'm really, really, really happy about that one.
Didn't that just like launch like a month ago?
No, we launched it in November and it was only able to run through December. Because we have some heavy workload in other areas. And so okay. I've had to pull back from that show for a bit. But I'm hoping that the win is also a sign that, hey, maybe we should do this show some more.
So you do a show for 2 months, then decide you don't have time, and you win an award for it. That's insane. You know what? You know what the WBAs? They gave me a bowling trophy, and I take issue with that. I don't know what they were thinking. I didn't win anything for on air, but they gave me a bowling trophy.
Okay.
I think that's not fair.
I'm sorry.
You also won, okay, WFHR.
You win first place in my heart, Pete.
I'll take it. could you make a trophy? If you could make a trophy for that.
Absolutely.
All right. My mantles.
How do you want it? Knitted, crocheted, woven? Yeah.
Let's just go antiquing. Painted. Let's just go antiquing and okay. get a lemonade together and talk about our days doing news. That would be
let's do that. That would be fun.
WFHR also won first place for specialty programming for your Halloween special.
This one's really exciting because everybody contributed to this. We all recorded a story, you know, like it was a copyright free story. I did The Highwayman. And then, but everybody picked one and recorded it. And then our head producer, Seth Habiger, added music and sound effects and put it all together. And it played during trick-or-treating time in our towns. How so fun. It was really, really cool.
Well, congratulations. You deserve it. You're outstanding. And you also won several other second and third place awards. It's just fantastic. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really happy and very proud of our team in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHRWIRI.
Yeah, Conrad keeps asking me if he can join that team, and I won't let him out of his contract. I didn't even know I had that kind of power, but apparently I do. Conrad, did you say hi to Melissa?
How's it going, Melissa?
This is your chance this is your chance to schmooze.
Do you need a producer?
Good to hear you. I'm not the one to talk to, buddy.
All right. Let's get down to business, because the reason I wanted to have you on, in addition to saying congratulations, was you got a big play happening this weekend. This is the closing weekend, correct?
It is.
All right. Tell us about Noises Off.
Are you familiar with the show?
I'm not, but I just read the description. It really sounds funny.
Yes. This is a farce. So it's absolutely hilarious. It's the story of Dottie Ottley. is wanting to, and we changed this a little bit for people who've seen the movie, this is our version of it. They're okay. Touring the United States right now with the show Nothing's On or Nothing On.
Okay.
And so in the first act, you see their last rehearsal. It's their very last rehearsal. It's like the middle of the night. They open the very next day, and the director is out in the audience, and he's like interrupting the rehearsal to try to, like, when they get off or when they're messing up. And so you see all these things happen. The show isn't quite ready, isn't quite there yet. But you basically see the first act of the show in the first act. Then the second act, the entire set turns around. And the way that our stage is, our set had to be in three pieces, and Jeff Friday did such a fantastic job designing, and his build team did an amazing job building this set. But the wings come apart, they come off. I sent you that picture so you can see the picture. I took the wings come off, and then the middle spins around, and then we bring stairs around the front, and then the two wings go across the middle, and it all comes back together. And I have to be a little, I don't know, pat myself on the back for this, but I set it to music. I added some vignettes of what happens to continue on the storyline of what's going, romance triangle that happens between the stage manager, the director, and one of the actresses in the show. And so you get to see a little bit of that storyline continue on. And then it happens again after act two, which now the audience watches the show from backstage.
Wow.
So they hear the action happening on the other side that they can't see. And then they watch the shenanigans that go on backstage when props go flying. There's a full on fight, hair pulling. One actor flies across the stage into another's arms, and and props get dropped and lines get just like, she runs on stage shouting, "Or where's the sardines? I've lost the sardines."
Oh, that's so great. So how's it been going? This is your third weekend and final weekend.
Second weekend.
Oh, okay. So how?
We only do 2 weekends.
What's the response been?
Oh my gosh. The audiences love it. There's like this low rumble of laughter through the whole show.
That's so
great.
That's got to make you
feel
good.
So in the second act, we're 4 weeks into this 12-week tour. In the second act that you're watching from backstage. So things have happened between the actors along during this 4 weeks. So then when the stage spins again for act three, there's another little vignette that happens with our love triangle, and things progress and you see what happens. And then it's the end of the 12-week tour in act three, and everything falls apart because nobody really cares anymore. And the lines are all messed up and everybody's saying things wrong. And it's fantastic. I have the most fabulous cast and crew. I am so proud of them.
That is the voice of Melissa Kay, news director at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids here on Civic Media. And she's also directing this play that she's talking about right now. It sounds like a mockumentary, almost like a Christopher Guest type, but a live show. I think it sounds so fun.
It's a show within a show, and you get to see some of the crazy that happens backstage. So one of my actors, Mike Edgren, who people would know, he's actually a playwright in our area who has written some very fantastic plays, and he plays Selsdon Morbury, who is the burglar in this show and who gets progressively drunker through the show. And Mike pulls that off fantastically. Now, he said that the inspiration for this show came from the author, the playwright, being backstage for a different show and be like, this is funnier than what the audience is seeing.
Oh, that's
and that was
so
his
funny.
Inspiration for writing this show.
That's so great. How do you like? How do you do all this in your spare? I mean, you're pretty busy with the radio, with your radio gig, but and you got to license this material and put everything together. Like,
I have a fabulous team. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has. I mean, we have an executive producer that does all of that part for me.
That's nice.
I had an assistant director in Christine Sullivan who was fabulous about making sure all of the like organizing the props and back there and making sure all of that was. I had a costumer in Lainey Rouse is her last name. Lainey Rouse. She did a fabulous job with our costumes. My stage manager, Penny Weiss. Also, just kept everybody on task, made sure people were on time, did communication. And then again, Jeff Friday with the set, just fabulous, fabulous job. I had very little to worry about besides making sure the actors knew their lines and knew their blocking. And
that is,
I did help a little bit with stage decoration because I painted the wallpaper on the set, but.
Well, you got enough. I mean, that's a directing. Something's a big responsibility. You know, you're kind of responsible for everything more or less.
Yeah, but again, I had a fabulous, fabulous team.
I'll throw them under the bus. It's all you and
it was a dream, Pete. It was so much fun. So if I could do it again with this group, I absolutely do it again.
And Conrad and I would like to audition if you do this again. Just keep us in the loop. Keep us posted. So how can people find tickets, Melissa? You said you still have a few seats left. And,
Yep. Yeah. It's tonight's show at 7, so you're too late. Can't come. tomorrow night at 7. And then Saturday at 2, and the website is wrctheater.org, because we're, you know, fancy like that, wrctheater.org, and you can find tickets there. You can purchase them right online, and or you can come and purchase them at the door. And honestly, because everybody likes to get the front seats, for some reason, those sell first, but for this show, sitting further back is actually so much better. Because there's so much activity that happens in Act Two. Pete, you can't catch everything unless you're sitting in the back.
Really?
Because there's one thing happening over here and somebody's shoelaces are tied together over here. And then there's a missed entrance over here and somebody's wiping their face on somebody's costume on the other side. It's a lot of whiskey drinking that happens.
The bird's eye view, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's excellent. I wish you luck, break a leg, and I hope you close this thing strong and then get back to work at WFHR because you're and leave some awards for the other people in Central Wisconsin,
you're so
please.
Sweet, Pete. Thank you so much for having me on. It's
my
a
pleasure
to see you.
You too, Melissa. Take care. Have a great night and break a leg this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That's Melissa Kay from WFHR, one of our civic media affiliate. Do they call them affiliates? Subsidiaries? Sister station? No, it's not a sister station.
Affiliate sports.
Under the same umbrella, I think that's the way we say it.
Yeah.
Trying to get all technical here. So our question of the night, Deandra Marie will be here in just a few minutes, folks. She's going to be live in the studio performing. And our question of the night, you can still get in on the fun, is who is your favorite movie or TV detective? We still got some text to get through. Dave Kunish. Oh, he's got to be related to Little Irv, I would think. Says Will Trent. I don't think I know that show. I mean, I know the show. I haven't seen it, though. PJ says, how about Axel Foley? How about Axel Foley, PJ? That's a great one. And another one for Inspector Clouseau from the 608. Outstanding. And we will get to some more of these texts coming up momentarily. But right now, we're going to do a very short break. And then we've got live music coming up, folks. Deandra Marie is here in the studio. Great night here on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight. And this club of mine keeps growing all the time, and you know it just ain't easy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Back. Spotlight, folks. It's great to have you here on this Thursday night. We are jamming through hour number two here of our Thursday night edition of the show. Diane from Madison says, Vera from the BBC series, novels by Anne Cleves. I don't know that. I don't know that show. But thank you for the text, Diane from Madison, 608. Inspector, I think I read that one, Inspector Clouseau. Love it. Tony the Trucker is texting us at a very unusual time for Tony the Trucker. He's usually the overnight guy, but he says, Pete, it's Lenny Briscoe of Law and Order. I love Lenny Briscoe. And somehow he pulled that off. Like, he was very jokey, because that's how he was in real life. But it still seemed kind of realistic. Like, he was just a wisecracking detective. That's a great choice. Thank you, Tony. And we'll get to some more of your texts in a little bit. But right now, this is exciting, folks. I've been trying to get this next guest back on the show. And when I say trying to get, I mean, we keep saying, when can we have DeAndre Marie on? And we finally reached out and made it happen. Great to have you back. DeAndre Marie is in the studio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. And you don't have your piano this time?
Not this time.
How do you feel about that?
Okay. I brought my guitar.
You brought your guitar.
We'll see what comes of that.
Gorgeous guitar. I love it.
Thank you.
How have you been? You were here probably about 5 or 6 months ago, or right before the holidays, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. So how are things going?
Things are going great. Yeah. I had my first show in November at Cup of Joy here in Green Bay.
Wait, your first show ever?
Yeah. And it went really, really well. So.
How is that possible? Like, you came in here last time and you kind of rocked it. You were great. And are you just still dipping your toe into the live? Really?
Yeah, it's just, I'm just kind of starting out and just getting my feet wet, but it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you need a manager? Because Conrad is looking for a side hustle.
Is that so, Conrad? Maybe we should talk after.
I don't know much about music, so I don't know if I'm the right guy.
But don't worry,
he doesn't really
guys.
Sell himself very well either.
Since you couldn't make my show.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hooking you guys up with some cool merch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And don't worry, Pete. I did not forget about your favorite song.
Okay.
Because I know you're just moving forward, right?
Yeah.
I got you guys some shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just remember. Just remember who hooked y'all up.
Look at that. Hold that up on the stream, though. So what does it say? DeAndre Marie.
Yeah.
Got the music note. Oh, I like it. There's an M there, too.
Yep.
And these are names of your songs.
Correct.
Okay. I Want to Be Scary Close.
Yep.
I Want to Be Scary Close. I'm Just Moving Forward. Oh, is that the one you did last time you were
it
here?
It is.
That was
yeah.
a great song.
Thank you so much.
I love it. So.
Imperfect Me. I got a bunch of stuff here for you guys. So you're all set. Gosh. You are all set.
Listen, I've got a wardrobe here for Father's Day. These are better clothes than I'll get on the big day. Look at this. I like this. What do you think, Con?
I'm so glad.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's really cool.
This might be a little small because I've been working out. I don't know if, could you tell? Do I look more buff than I did last time you were
yeah,
here?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Book her back again tomorrow. So it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Tell us more for people listening that haven't heard your music yet or didn't hear you the last time you were here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Appleton local, grew up here in the area and been singing and playing music most of my life. Actually, my mom's here tonight and she taught me a lot of what I know. And now I'm writing my own stuff and just getting out there and sharing it with the world. And it's been a lot of fun.
So, Julie is your mom's name.
Yes.
She's off camera. We won't.
Yes.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk. Okay. She's giving me the stink eye. So, you got your musical talents from your mom. Your dad was here last time.
Yeah.
He was like your roadie. Is he musical too?
He likes to think so.
Yeah. Not too good, though.
He's not terrible, is he, Mom? He's all right.
So, Julie will talk. She's off
camera. She will. She doesn't want to be on the camera, though.
Okay. All right, so you just handed me these bracelets with your cool song titles.
Yeah.
Well, first, let's do this. Before we get too deep into something, because we have a break coming up, but where can people see you next? Do you have another gig lined up?
Not right now. This fall and winter, I did the show, and then I've been busy in the studio recording new material, and I sang for some weddings.
Okay.
So right now, just still kind of looking for opportunities.
Okay.
This is like a side thing for me because I do work full time. So, but
what,
I'm.
What do you do?
I'm in truck leasing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You ever get in fights?
No. Not the answer you're looking
for, right?
That
would be something you could sing about, DeAndre.
Absolutely. Maybe that'll be my next song.
Get out there and live. Throw some hands and see what happens. All right. So do you have someone representing you or that books you in these places? I would imagine that's a tough step to take because anyone can sit in their room and play and record themselves or go to a producer, but it's getting yourself out there. That's got to be the biggest challenge, right?
It definitely is. It's really another full-time job, just getting all the, you know, the bookings and things like that and the media stuff. So I just kind of do what I can. I've had some friends help me out here and there, but nobody full-time right now.
So the last time you were here, I'd heard some of your songs and I thought they were great. But then when you started playing here and I heard you talking, I was like, wait a minute, this is like spiritual music. Are you considered a Christian contemporary artist?
Yes.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And I started listening to your lyrics. I'm like, all right, something's going on here. So
where
did that start? Was that a conscious choice? Because your music is ambiguous enough where, I mean, look, there's a lot of pop music that has a lot of spirituality in it. Mm-hmm. It's not over the top. Like, and neither is yours. You could probably play it anywhere and people might not even know unless you announced it some way.
Yeah, it definitely can kind of go both ways.
Yeah.
I was raised in the church and I have a very strong faith.
Okay.
And I actually started singing in the church. So my love for music began when I was little and I was always a part of the worship bands and things like that.
Yeah.
And I went to a Christian college in Texas and did some studying there. And so it's just kind of developed as I've gotten older.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. You know, we have a new Pope. Is that not the church you were talking about?
Fortunately, it's not.
Fortunately. I thought she was trying to start something here, Conrad.
No, I'm not trying
to
start anything.
Go after the new pope. I didn't mean for you to pick fights with the new pope. I meant the other truckers.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Noted.
All right, Deandra Marie is here, folks. We're going to take a quick break for news. She's going to play something on that gorgeous guitar you can see if you're listening or if you're watching on the stream. And if you're on the radio, you'll just hear her lovely voice. We're coming right back after the news. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. It's great to have you here on this Thursday night, folks. We are in the, I call the break intermission. So I guess this would be like the fourth quarter we're about to start here.
We've
got a great guest in studio here. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite TV or film detective? Jack from Miramax says, favorite movie detective, Alex Cross, in the couple of movies made from the novels. Of course, with Morgan Freeman playing Cross, it's hard to go wrong. Very well said, Jack. Brian from Green Bay says, favorite police movie, Jack Reacher. Oh, that's a great one, too. TV, Bill Gannon, Dragnet, Harry Morgan is awesome. Thank you, Brian. And then we've got Jim from Appleton says, favorite detectives, Joe Mannix. I remember Mannix. He's a more modern monk. Columbo is good. The modern incarnation of that show is Elsbeth. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I got to check out Columbo. It was a little before my time, and people on this show, these listeners, love Columbo. He is by far and away the winner. And then a text from the 267 says, hi.
Hi.
Oh, well, thank you. That's Deandra Marie. That's my guest. She's in the studio. She is a singer-songwriter from here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
She brought swag. She brought hats and shirts. Let's hear a little bit from you. You're singing. You're going to perform one song in studio here, and then we have a clip of your new song that we'd like to play, if that's okay with you. Let's hear that, Conrad.
Lift your eyes. He lights the darkest sky. Stars so bright. Shine in the blackest night. Dawn breaks through, drawing my heart to you. I can't explain it, but it's true. The way my heart is drawn to you. I don't want it any other way. So I let go and rest in your true. I'm in love. you're with me. What can I fear? I can't explain it, but it's true.
It's true.
The way my heart is drawn to you. I don't want it any other way. So I let go and rest in your embrace. It's true, yes, it's true.
You pursue.
Yes.
See, that again is like knowing about your background now, you call that a Christian song, but there's nothing in there it's kind of ambiguous. It's just a nice
Absolutely.
Song.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. So what is that song about? Let's do a deep dive on that song.
Yeah. It's really about how Christ pursues us. He pursues our hearts.
Okay.
But it has, you know, these metaphors, like a lot of my songs do, of the relationship, how we long to be pursued by people, right?
Right.
We long for that, like, chase and that desire, right?
Yeah.
So it can kind of fit both ways.
Like a courtship almost?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. Where do you typically find inspiration for your songs? Like, when and give me an example of a time where you had an interaction with someone or you saw something and you said, I have to write a song about that.
Boy, this can be like all over the map for me. Okay. A lot of my songs are inspired by grief and heartbreak just because it's relatable and it always is like easy to, it's like lyrics just come to me, right? When you're trying to heal or move forward from something.
Right.
but there are times I'll be driving in the car and I'll get lyrics and I'll just pull over in a gas station and write a song. That's happened to me before. Sometimes in the middle of the night, like, I don't know, sometimes like, I just get lyrics or ideas.
Do you ever not write them down and then forget and get mad at yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Terrible.
That's how it is with comedians too. You think you have this joke and you don't write it down. It's like, oh, it's gone forever. I wish I would have.
Yeah. That's not a good feeling.
Do you typically write the lyrics first or the song or the music?
I've done it both ways. Okay. A lot of times I'll get lyrics and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Or I'll hear something in my head and be like, that's catchy. And then I'll go through all my notebooks and like, this can fit in there, you know?
Oh, nice.
So they have notebooks everywhere. I have recordings on my phone everywhere.
Who do you, like, when you were growing up or when you said when you were younger and you would sing at church and stuff like that, who did you hear that kind of was like influential or inspired you to follow this path?
Well, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of Christian artists. I love Cece Winans, and I listened to her a lot. She's a gospel artist. But a lot of the contemporary stuff too that's out now, like the older Christian groups back in the day were like DC Talk and Jars of Clay and, you know, all those kind of people, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And now it's kind of developed more into the contemporary Christian music. You know, it's gotten a little more poppy, but I mean, there's a variety of people, you know, it's not really just one specifically.
Okay. Are you committed to more or less staying a solo artist, or are you open to playing with a band or forming a band somehow?
Boy, that's a lot of work.
It's
hard to find. It's not that I would be against it, but there's so many factors in terms of like are your styles different? Are your backgrounds different? And then coordinating everybody's schedules, and just, there's just a lot that goes into it. So for now, I'm enjoying being a solo artist, and I'm trying to do different genres in each song, and just be a little more versatile.
You mentioned producers. You have a producer in Greenville.
Yep.
And then one in Milwaukee.
Correct.
So what's that experience like? Because I know you write a song probably and you're like, oh, I love this. I love this. I love my lyrics. I love my music. And then you get in front of a producer, and what do? Do they sometimes shoot you down, or do they, ideally it's a collaborative effort and you come out with a better song, but what is that process like getting you there?
Yeah, it's both fun and challenging. Okay. Now this last song was actually, You Pursue was actually a co-write with my producer in Milwaukee, Larry Moore. So it started completely different. And we redid it a couple times. We changed the tempo. We added live drums. So it's a lot of, like, you know, scratching something out and trying something different.
Different
and what if we had this? And, oh, now I hear this cool oboe part in these strings, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really creative and fun, but it can also be tedious. Like, the vocal takes on this were very long. I don't know. I probably did over 50 of them, I bet. And just trying to, you know, the same line over and then... Do it again. So it can get tedious.
I've heard these stories of like Butch Vig is here in Wisconsin, and he, you know, produced all those albums like Smashing Pumpkins and Nirvana. And then you hear some people that say they come in with like a half a song written, and they're paying for studio time, and
right.
then they just do it while they're there. And sometimes it works out great, and sometimes you just, it seems like it would be a waste of money because it's not cheap, right?
No, it's definitely not cheap.
Yeah.
But it's kind of what you have to do, especially if you don't have like a label or something. So
DeAndra Marie is my guest here in the studio tonight. This is her second appearance on Nightlight. Are you, how should we do this, Con? Should we have her sing when we come back, or what are you thinking time-wise?
We got some time.
We got some time. You want to sing for us? You
want
to play?
I do. But right. I also want, Conrad, pull up a clip from my show if you can.
Yeah, should we do that after the break?
Yeah, let's do
that.
Okay. He'll find it, because it's kind of a process.
So you want me to get the guitar going?
Yeah,
is that what I'm hearing?
That. Sure. Or we could do that however we want to do it. Are you set up, or is it tuned?
Should be.
What can I do? Can I dance? Can I be the guy
well,
next to
I mean, if you want to dance,
I might bob my
ahead.
Head a little bit, right. DeAndra, but I'm not going to be like, you don't want me as a background singer. That would be horrible. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to catch up on some text. You grab your guitar and we'll do this. What's that? Oh, there you go. The 608 Tony the Trucker says, I'm on supper break enjoying the show. Thank you. And I hope you still listen when you're on breakfast break, Tony. It's just great to have you listening at all. AJ says, hi, Pete and Conrad. There's so many, but I especially loved Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock and Lawrence Fishburne's Jack Lawrence of Hannibal. Oh, wow. I forgot about Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, that's great. AJ says, sorry on the misspelling. I know what you meant, AJ. And we'll, AJ also says, DeAndra, your voice and music is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Fun fact, John Denver would write a song every time him and his wife would have a fight. Oh, that's interesting.
Inspiration.
Yeah. So that could work for you too, but we got to get a hold of John Denver's wife. So you can have an argument with her.
That's true.
Otherwise, you know, because John Denver's no longer with us. I love John Denver. And we have a Steady Eddie text we'll get to, too. But I think we're going to hear another song. What is this song called?
This song, can you guys hear my guitar on here? Am I okay?
We good, Con?
Okay, yeah. There we go. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this song, I actually just finished it yesterday. It's not even out yet.
Okay.
And bear with me on my guitar playing skills, because this is my secondary instrument next to piano. This song is called Barely Know My Name, and it's a whole different vibe than all the other stuff I've put out. So it sounds pretty mellow here, but the full thing is a little more of like an R&B vibe.
After it's produced,
correct.
Right?
It'll
have a different sound. So let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's have you play. You'll play us into the break, and then we'll come back and you'll play us back in.
That sounds great.
All right, here's DeAndra Marie with her new song. What's it called?
Barely Know My Name.
Barely Know My Name.
Are taking longer than expected, 'cause I'm still walking down this road Just cleaning up the messes, yeah. And all this time we wasted playing games. It felt like forever, but I wanted you to change. Barely know my name. You barely know my name. When the weather changes, I'm pulled in all directions.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabe. You got Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is great. So much fun tonight. I'd like to thank my guests. Melissa Kay was here. Aaron Carano gave the popcorn pick of the week. All your texts and calls have been so much fun, folks. My current guest, Deandra Marie, is here. And we'll hear a little bit more from Deandra in just a second. I'm going to read this last text that we got somehow got through all the texts tonight.
And then Steady Eddie sent a book.
Steady Eddie, that's what he does. He sends books. Steady Eddie says, my favorite detective, probably Columbo, but Pete, I'm proposing a new detective TV show. It would be a spinoff of the popular 1980s series Magnum P.I. starring Tom Selleck. My show would involve a fun-loving, though occasionally grumpy, non-alcoholic, Blue Moon beer-drinking, vintage bowling shirt-wearing, middle-aged Midwest detective who tracks down and arrests fugitive speeders and illegal U-turners, but has a special zest for arresting and frog-walking to jail senior citizens who go too slow in the left lane. Oh, damn right. The show would be called Schwabe PO'd. Rated R for language. Might have to be NC-17, Eddie. Schwabe's catchphrase would be, what the bleepity bleep is going on around here. Doesn't anybody know how to drive anymore? Steady Eddie, he's outdone himself tonight.
That was a great text.
That was beautiful. Hilarious. You got my guests laughing, Steady Eddie, and the lovable producer Conrad would be the sidekick. From the 262, we've got we have a few more minutes with our current guest who is in studio here, Deandra Marie. She's a local singer-songwriter, lives in Appleton, and she is here in the studio. We just heard a couple tunes. We're going to play a clip from your recent show, Deandra, but from the 262, she says, would like to say that I am the biggest Deandra Marie fan from South Carolina. Love you, D, and love the show. And she also, is it a she or a he?
It's a she.
It's a she.
Hi,
and she
Taylor.
Texted on the stream too. She said, love you, D, from your biggest fan in South Carolina. So how does this happen? You said you've played one show live. You're in Northeast Wisconsin. And you got fans in South Carolina. How does that work?
I guess word spreads fast, right?
That's right. All right. We have a couple clips from your recent show at Cup of Joy. Mm-hmm. It was in De Pere, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Black Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Challenging.
So Conrad is going to play a couple clips, and this will give you a sense of what a Deandra Marie show is like live.
You love, yeah. Here we go. You love. You love, yeah. You love, you love, yeah.
There's another one. That sounded fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
As I was dealing with his grief and heartbreak, I just your came favorite, the realization Pete. That
I like this song a lot.
Favorite.
Maybe I'll never move on. Because that's not really how life works, right? Like when we're grieving something, whether it's the death of a loved one, maybe like the loss of a job or the loss of a dream, those aren't small things. Like we carry those with us. Those are part of our story. Those shape us. So I just realized, well, maybe I'll never move on, but I'll just keep carrying these pieces with me, but I can keep moving forward. And so this song is called Moving Forward.
And some of us just write songs about what we go through. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you don't like the Pope. We've established that. But I think you're tops. I think this is great. Next time you come in, you have to bring your piano, your keyboard,
yes,
and play that song again. Will you play the whole song?
I can play it on the guitar for you and blow your mind.
Would you play it? Would you play us out?
Sure, Pete.
I want my mind blown. Listen, I've got
And you know what? You know what? It's actually one of my favorites, too.
Okay.
I love playing it.
Let's do that, because I've got to somehow go organize. I feel like I'm doing inventory at a Kohl's right now. I've got hats and shirts and bands. You've got more swag.
I know.
For someone
right?
who's only played one live show, I'm amazed at the amount of swag.
I even have beanies too, and I'd even bring you one.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I wear beanies too. I would love that.
Well, next time. I guess you have to have me back again.
Next time. We'll do that. Thank you to all my guests. DeAndre Marie is going to play us to the end of the show. How much time do we have, Conrad?
About two and a half minutes.
2.5 minutes. Should we start this? You got 2.5 minutes worth? All right.
Let's do it.
DeAndre Marie, thank you, guests. Thank you, texters. Good night, Wisconsin.
They say the heart is just blind, but they don't know you like I do. And they say in time they'll forget, but they don't know what we've been through. White horses, castles, they aren't what they seem. Fantasies make up, a girl can still dream. Beautiful covers of all magazines, but they don't show what's behind the scenes. So maybe I'm a coward, maybe I'm a fool. Just moving forward. The summer is fading, the leaves start to fall. I'm facing this battle the best I know how. Rather than living in pain and regret, I'm choosing to see a beautiful mess. So maybe I'm a coward. Maybe it's too soon to move on from you. This is how it goes, no one knows, I suppose. I'm just moving forward. No, it's just time that I've wasted. It's just money, I'll replace it. It's just another heartache, another little miss.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.